I'm City Manager John Glasscock. Thank you for taking time to join me today as I deliver the 2021 State of the City Address. This past year has been incredibly difficult. Businesses have faced one of the worst economic downturns in years. Our healthcare providers and our hospitals were pushed to their limits. Educators faced new struggles, having to find new ways to engage students at home, and many people have lost their jobs. Each of you here today has adapted in one way or another. It has been a year of change with many firsts. We here at the City of Columbia are not immune to the challenges that have come with the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of our local industries still have a long road ahead before they will be back to normal. And some will feel the financial impacts of the pandemic long into the future. Restaurants and bars have seen a dramatic drop in business during tighter restrictions. Many of them have had to make difficult decisions, cutting staff and limiting hours for their employees. One of the hardest hit industries in Columbia and across the country has been the tourism and hospitality industry. Hotels and other small businesses that depend on visitors struggle through the pandemic with reduced staff and drastic cuts in revenues. Hotel tax revenues in Columbia are down nearly 40%, with tourism-related spending down 9%. As the economy reopens, staffing for these industries has yet to recover, and some businesses are finding it hard to fill needed positions. This year has also impacted many people's social lives. Entire companies, in some instances, have transitioned from working from home, and many have spent hours behind a computer screen each day for almost a year. We have had to distance ourselves from our families and people we are closest to. Telling people to take themselves off of mute and bumping elbows have become commonplace. But during this unprecedented time, our city employees have adapted and continue to provide services in new and safer ways. I want to thank them for their flexibility and their dedication to our residents and community. I cannot stress enough how significant the work of our employees here at the City of Columbia has been over the past year and will continue as we move further into 2021. During much of this time, the City of Columbia has been under a state of emergency. I want that word to sink in with you, emergency. We may have been used to wearing masks and video conferencing, but we cannot let ourselves forget that what this pandemic really means and what our next steps toward recovery will mean years down the road. The definition of emergency is a serious, unexpected, and often dangerous situation requiring immediate action. Our actions have been just that. When this virus began to impact our community, the mayor and city council were there to support the staff, and we did not hesitate to make difficult decisions that were necessary to keep our community safe. We did not step down, but rather we stood and faced the threat together as a community. Now that case rates are down and vaccines are readily available in our community, we need to focus on moving forward to return to some form of normalcy. I need to stress that this pandemic is not over. But under the leadership of the Columbia Boone County Health Department and with the cooperation of residents and businesses, we have been able to lift the health orders. Today, more than 40% of Boone County residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And that number continues to grow. Boone County has also been a leader in the state for the number of people who've begun the vaccination process. Now, instead of searching for open slots at a local pharmacy or grocery store, appointments can be found on the day of your choosing. Staff with the Columbia Boone County Health Department are bringing vaccines to our neighborhoods. Our local health leaders continue to educate people on the importance of vaccines so as many people as possible are protected from the virus and we do not have to face additional restrictions. I would be remiss not to give special thank you to Director Stephanie Browning and her team. The hours of work they have put in each day have allowed businesses to remain open and students to return to the classroom. Trends are moving in the right direction, signaling health orders we had in place worked. During this pandemic, many of us have strengthened partnerships and formed new ones. The partnerships proved to be instrumental in our response. As some of you may know, throughout the pandemic, I met with Health Director Stephanie Browning, Matt McCormick of the Chamber of Commerce, and restaurant owners before each health order. We talked about restrictions and how it impacts businesses and their employees. Together, we worked as a group. We were able to come up with safe ways to allow places to stay open later and increase business. This is one example of how these partnerships kept the City of Columbia moving forward instead of coming to a standstill. When I think of partnerships, I am especially proud of the services and assistance they have allowed us to provide to our citizens. The City of Columbia, Boone County, Community Foundation of Central Missouri, Heart of Missouri United Way, and Veterans United Foundation created Como Helps. The organization has served as a resource for managing donations to support nonprofit organizations during this pandemic. Como Helps has granted more than $1.5 million to over 40 different organizations in Boone County. That money has helped keep roofs over people's heads, food on the tables, and help find new ways to make a living and more. We will continue to help our residents who have been impacted by this pandemic, but now we must shift our focus to recovery. In just 4 days, we will no longer be in a state of emergency. I hope all of us have emerged with a refreshed sense of what our goals are. This year, we have a much clearer picture of upcoming priorities and where the city sits financially than when I stood before you last year. We have to begin shifting our focus toward recovery rather than reaction, and I am confident we have the tools and staffing to do that. 2021 will be a year of growth, strengthening our ability to face new challenges and expectations. The road to recovery will be especially challenging financially to our residents and businesses, and the city is prepared to meet these challenges. We have set aside $1.8 million for public assistance. That money will be used for housing and will provide utility assistance. The money will also be used to help local industries strongly impacted by the pandemic. We will have a business license and health inspection rebate program, and we will provide reimbursements for COVID-related expenses for hospitality industry and concert venues. For individuals and families, there will be additional federal assistance available. The state assistance for housing relief programs will provide rental assistance for tenants and landlords impacted by the virus. The low-income household water assistance program will provide assistance to low-income households with water and wastewater bills. Going into the pandemic, we anticipated the worst, but financially, we are in a much better position than we expected. The city's reserves are above the restricted target and much higher than anticipated. These funds can be used for a number of projects, but we are committed to the financial security of our employees. In fiscal year 2022, I am proposing that city employees receive an increase across the board along with full implementation of the current pay plan. The city will also commit to funding wage and benefit studies for these employees. This will help us ensure we pay for our employees' competitive wage and proper benefits. It is the administration's priority to craft a better system to allow employees to climb the success ladder of their career. Sales tax revenue is more than 2% higher than this time last year. Property taxes have surpassed last year's total, and unemployment remains low at 3%. Manufacturers are hiring to fill full-time positions, paying at or above Boone County's average wage of more than $42,000. Columbia will soon be home to a new processing plant for Swift Prepared Foods, further solidifying our place in the food manufacturing industry. This global company will bring 251 living wage jobs to our area. Columbia values entrepreneurship and expects to see growth occur in business community, especially amongst minority and women-owned businesses. As of April, Regional Economic Development, or READY's entrepreneurship program, has been working with more than 40 ventures, 19 minority-owned businesses, and 26 women-owned businesses. During the recovery process, it is important that we continue to seek opportunities for our new businesses. It is a priority for me to ensure the money that we have through the next round of federal funding will reach those who need it most. If we miss the opportunity to help those small businesses, minority or women-owned businesses, we feel those impacts for generations to come. Our decisions now can be the difference between striving, diverse opportunities for people of all backgrounds, and seeing those opportunities vanish for good. Further down the road, Missouri could soon have a wayfare tax, which will help local businesses like our own compete with online commerce. Leaders at the state level have passed legislation to the governor's desk. Voters could adopt the tax on an upcoming ballot to help our local businesses compete with stores that are online and oftentimes out of state. I'm happy to say our Parks and Recs department has continued to complete key projects associated with the 2015 park sales tax over the past 12 months, including the development of Magnolia Falls Neighborhood Park, renovations to Worley Street Park and Agin Street Park in Central Columbia, and the completion of the renovations to Talbert Thurston Shelter at Kiwanis Park. Our plan is to give the voters opportunity in November to vote to extend the park sales tax. If approved, the money would be used to renovate existing parks, trails, and facilities, enhance facilities such as Columbia Sports Fieldhouse, continue trail projects such as the Hinkson and Perchy Creek trails, and much more. This year, staff will continue to improve infrastructure, which will increase safety for our residents while expanding capacity for growth. Crews with Public Works will extend the roadway at Discovery Parkway, creating a major collector in the area that will continue to grow as our technology and manufacturing hub. On the south side of town, crews are continuing on the Nifong Boulevard Quarter and Forum Boulevard Improvement Project, adding vehicle lanes, bike lanes, sidewalks, and improving intersections. Up north, construction will be completed this summer on a 3,000-foot sidewalk along the north side of St. Charles Road from Demerit Drive to Battle Avenue, making it safer for residents and students to walk in the area and bike. Our crews have made significant progress on improvement designs for the wastewater treatment plant, and we anticipate construction beginning this year. The work will extend the facility's operational life and improve efficiency. We have also made a switch to a pay-as-you-throw program in our solid waste utility. Early numbers show it has encouraged residents to recycle with less trash going to the landfill. This aligns with our climate action and adaptation plans. We will continue work on one of the largest infrastructure projects. Earlier this month, crews demolished the hangar where the new terminal will stand at Columbia Regional Airport. This project will allow us to improve the passenger experience, expand our reach, and to help us become an even larger travel hub. We anticipate this project being completed early next summer. During the pandemic, we saw a significant dip in revenue with our lodging tax used for the terminal project. But as travel starts to rebound, There is still time to collect the money from the tax in the 23 years allotted. The city has also received $10.7 million in CARES Act funding through the Federal Aviation Administration that will be used for the construction of the terminal. With the interest in travel growing, airlines have begun to bring flights back to Columbia Regional Airport with additional flights daily to Dallas and Chicago. Recent research shows that many are planning to take trips this summer as attractions reopen and festivals are planned. We look forward to welcoming back visitors to Columbia and understand how critical their economic impact is to our community. Along with infrastructure like roadways, our community consistently lists public safety as a top priority. The pandemic has changed the way we respond to things, but Columbia Fire Department and Columbia Police Department did not allow this to slow them down, and both departments are expanding their outreach in the community. The Columbia Fire Department is currently looking at designs for a station that will be built on the south side of Columbia. We have also made progress on identifying land to build a new station on the east side of town. These will help reduce response times in those areas of Columbia that, as they continue to grow. As things begin to return to normal, our crews will start actively engaging with the public again. You will begin to notice doors open on fire stations and fire trucks where the citizens are always welcome to look in. Columbia Fire is also planning to have a captain on each shift for training, safety, and to keep the public informed. This month, we unveiled the Molly Thomas Bowden Neighborhood Policing Center in North Columbia. The new precinct is helping officers build relationships in the area they police, which are critical to the effective community policing. It is the first police station we have been able to tailor to our community's needs even before the shovels hit the ground. Our police department is also committed to addressing disparities. Internally, we now have an equity officer who is reviewing policies to break down barriers and promote unbiased policing. Externally, Columbia Police Department is working closely with the University of Missouri to come up with recommendations to ensure we are policing more fairly. As the pandemic has taught us, change is inevitable. It will come whether you plan for it or not. We have to be forward-thinking as we plan for all our work. The pandemic has focused us to do things differently, and now we can look through that lens the same way. This year, the city will implement key priorities in our strategic plan, including organizational excellence, having a resilient economy, reliable infrastructure, inclusive communities, and safe neighborhoods. We will be sharing more about this in the coming weeks. We still have so much to look forward to in Columbia. This year, we will celebrate our bicentennial. Como 200 has already hosted several events this spring, and we will have a larger celebration over the 4th of July weekend. I hope all of you will join us in celebrating Columbia's past, present, and future. In looking at the months and years ahead, I see great things happening in the city. I see the community and residents on a path to achieve great things together. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, I know all of us will continue to strengthen our relationships and truly make Columbia the best place to live, work, learn, and play. I want to thank you for attending, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.